Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I was talking to somebody called me when word got out that we were talking to Farhan, who is I'll leave his name out of it, but he's on the field person, in uniform person, who said, let me just tell you, who's had a direct experience with Farhan, and said, let me just tell you something about Farhan. First of all, he's a great leader of people. He loves scouting. He loves listening. He loves players. Has the highest integrity possible. And he's super competitive. So you put all that together, it's a pretty good combination. And we're thrilled to welcome Farhan. And then one other thing, in our conversations, what was especially compelling, given the Giants organization, the way we like to present ourselves, is that he had a very much of a values-based approach to management, and to the organization, and to leadership. And all of that made it a pretty compelling opportunity for us to bring Farhan to this organization. So welcome, Farhan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, baby, do things age well around these parts? Good morning, good morning, good morning to all the overnight dancers, all the graveyard shift workers. Boy, we had a day yesterday. We popped bottles, plenty of bottles, because Farhan is now gone. And that was back on November the 9th of 2018. He had accepted an offer to join the Giants and become the president of baseball operations November the 6th in 2018. And, of course, that was Larry Bear, longtime partner with the San Francisco Giants, introducing Farhan, and then we later learned it was Farhan, Farhan Zaidi, and of course, a lot of those things that was said ended up not being true. And the Giants, after missing the playoffs under Farhan Zaidi for the fifth time in six seasons, said, Farhan, you can leave. Here's the door, you're out. And they hire Buster Posey, that's right, your potential Hall of Fame catcher, three-time World Series champ, multiple gold gloves, all-stars, MVP, rookie of the year. He is now your new president of baseball operations. So we're going to get into Posey and all that stuff. But first question, 888-957-9570, because the news broke 2 minutes after we were off the air. And, you know, unfortunately for us, but we're back this morning and we will dive into it. We asked the question, what went wrong with Farhan Zaidi? What went wrong? And that's going to be our starting point. We'll get to Posey. We'll get to everything. But boy, that did not age well. Farhan was none of those things. I got excerpts from the McCovey Chronicles. Some people are going to catch heaters out there on the streets. It's going to be a day here on the road, Shasky.
You know, I hate to say we told you so, but I'm going to start it off with we told you so. No, I'm dead serious on this. We'll get to Posey in a second. Because we've got a long time to chew on Posey.
Yes.
I got a long time to chew on Posey.
I want to chew on Farhan.
I want to start with this. You and I are lifelong Giants fans.
Yep.
I grew up near Candlestick. We all have an attachment to that baseball team for a variety of reasons. Whether it be family related, whether it be what they meant to us in a certain period in our time. Maybe you were going through something and them winning the way that they did. After all those years of losing in horrific ways, you know, like losing the one game play-in, losing to the Marlins the year before that with Renteria up the middle multiple times, losing in the World Series the way that they did with Dusty Baker, losing Dusty Baker and Jeff Kent going wire to wire, losing with a guy who's the Gold Glove right field winner, booting a ball down the line. Like, think of all the moments, the obviously 89 World Series we talked a lot about last week. For the older fans, I know there's so many more, but I'm just talking about you and me. We're about in our 40s, right? We probably represent the majority of people listening to this. Heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak. And when they finally won one, after building that crown jewel in downtown San Francisco, it felt so part of the fabric of the community of the Bay. Hunter Pence and Tim Lincecum and Buster Posey and Bruce Bochy, who's everybody's uncle, kind of reminded him of somebody. And it's just like, there was a character on that team for everyone. My mother-in-law loved those Giants teams, loved the Affelts and the Lopez and all those. And to see what they became, not just at the end of the Sabian run, because it's cyclical, you're never going to win forever.
Right.
But to see them become a faceless turnstile avatar during the Farhan era, and they just became a robotic experiment that wasn't working.
Mm.
And I look at it now and it's like, we got our team back. We got our soul back. And I think it's going to be a long haul. This is not just some, you know, turnkey, just, you know, make it work type of a situation. But like in all situations, when you take over, you know, when Shanahan took over the Niners, boy, it was an expansion team. A year and a half later, like, you know, Jimmy Ward's a keeper. Eric Armstead's a keeper.
Mm.
You know, DeForest Buckner's a keeper. We didn't know that at the time when he took over.
But
and then he overhauled
that.
The roster, and it looks a lot different. When Larry Riley gave the reins over to Bob Myers in 2011, 2012, basically, like, we knew Curry was solid.
Right.
We didn't know he would turn into this.
No doubt.
Right?
No
and
doubt.
And so there's going to be some pieces that Buster's going to inherit and whoever takes over. And we're going to say, oh, look, 4-1, do this. But the reality is, it wasn't good enough.
It wasn't good enough, Shasky.
It just wasn't good enough.
Wasn't even close.
The totality of the run was pretty straightforward. The fans didn't care. You didn't win enough to make us care. And at the end of the day, you never felt like you cared about us, the fans. This is so much about the fans and understanding the consumer as it is anything on the baseball field.
I would agree with that, with the fans, because you drove fans out. But it's also a baseball philosophy, too. And it does go hand in hand with what's going on the field. And what's going on the field is just not good enough. The philosophy of how you play baseball wasn't good enough. It felt like, you know what, I'm smarter than you. Let me do my thing. And I always talk about the Sacramento shuttle. The Sacramento shuttle. That shuttling guys back and forth from Sacramento up 80. Going back and forth, yo-yoing guys left and right. So to that point where, you know, I remember I came at you and Kate about the names on the back of the jersey. I hate the names on the back of the jersey. But the selling point was, well, people don't really know who these players are. So we need to put names on the back of the jersey to get the fan base to know them. And then you still bring in a lot of no-name players, and we still don't know who these players are. So, you know, he brought back the names of the players because of Farhan, because you're yo-yoing guys back and forth, the whole platooning thing, everything about it. But you talk about the person in the community. And I'll start off by saying this. I ran into somebody yesterday at Warriors Media Day who works with the Giants, and she basically said, you know, Bonte, he would walk down the hallways and wouldn't speak to anybody. He'd always look bad. 3 years ago, we were discussing Farhan's ID. He basically said, and you have some of the same sources, and you know some of the people who work in the organization, basically telling you the same thing. He just wasn't a good people person in the offices. So then when I see him out and about, Bob Myers. I was texting with Bob Myers a couple Fridays ago. Just shooting the stuff.
Did you tell him I said hi?
No, I did not bring you up. I knew that was going to come.
Damn.
But no, I did not bring you up.
Bob, if you're out there, I miss you, bud.
Love Shasky you. Misses you, Bob. He wants to say hi.
I do.
But that cachet that Bob would speak to everybody.
100%.
I watched John Lynch give a football to Pam Oliver. Obviously, he worked with her at Fox Sports. Mm-hmm. They showed it on a broadcast. But also, John Lynch, when he walks out that tunnel on game day, he shakes everybody's hands in the end zone and says, what's up? He has cachet. You know, Larry Bear, say what you want about him. He's going out shaking hands, kissing babies left and right. He gets the job. Gets the job. You have to be not only good in the front office, but when you're out and about, you got to put on a smiley face and you got to be personable and you got to be likable. Mike Dunleavy, we just saw him at Fight Night at the Olympic Club.
He's a great
club.
Guy.
Just chilling.
He let me rip him. I don't know him that well. He let me rip right. in a teasing, right. loving way it's about the marketing trade. And then he was like, you know,
right.
he leaned into it.
He leaned into it. It's, hey, Joe Lacob gave you the day off, Mike, and he just left.
That's a great line.
You know, but Mike's cool. He gets
it. He does.
Farhan never got it. I'll tell a quick story. 2 years ago, Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, Buster Posey actually got inducted mm-hmm. to the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame that day. Anna's like, giddy, right? She's like, oh my God, that's Buster Posey. Come on, let's walk up. Buster, man, congratulations, board member. Personable, his wife, Chris, great, talking, quick little joke here and there, blah, blah, blah. But you can tell Buster Posey, he could work a room. Mm-hmm. He has personality. He doesn't show it, but it's the reason why he's doing all these Toyota commercials. It's the reason why he gets all these endorsements. We're in the bathroom live, Chasky. If Farhad is standing, there's a guy behind me, and then there's Farhad. I'm like, wow, that's Farhad Zaidi behind me. I'm thinking about, hey, Farhad, how am I going to jump in on Farhad or introduce myself? So a fan walks up and goes, hey, Farhad, man, great win today in Milwaukee. And Farhad just kind of looks at him and goes, hey. I don't know, gee, golly whiz, this guy probably took all the courage in the world to come up to you and say, hey, great win. Hey, right then and there, I was like, boy, he's a little odd. So then I watch him at the Positive Coaches Alliance 2 years in a row. And I'm like, boy, this guy's it's kind of an odd. He just doesn't, maybe that's just who he is, but here in this market, you got to be something different. You have to be personable.
Fonte, it costs you nothing to just smile, shake someone's hand, and give them 1 minute of your time. It costs you nothing. It costs you nothing. You know what it gains you? Just that little bit of positivity, because when you're not with that person, they're going to say, I met Bonte Hill, and God, he was the nicest guy in the world. They still might not like your content.
No doubt.
But it gives you a little bit more wiggle room when you're not in the room when people discuss you. And this brings me to my bigger point. And I've seen a lot of beat writers, and I've listened to a lot of people.
We're going to get here.
Analytics. There is a misnomer about analytics.
Right.
Okay. Joe, you're a big Neanderthal, and data, you don't want data. You reject data. No. I think that all of the people who write about the game, who've never played the game, don't understand. Analytics is a buzzword that you throw around that you don't even comprehend. I heard many beat writers who covered this team. Well, they're going to hire a guy who's going to be analytically driven. Okay. What do you mean by that? What do you mean? Do you mean they're going to hire somebody who is going to force the lefty versus righty matchup every single time?
Yeah.
Do you mean they're going to be looking for someone who sprays the ball away on 80% of their swings? What data point are you pointing to?
Well, Larry Bear mentioned this when they did hire Farhan and relieved Bobby Evans. People will say new school versus old school, analytics versus scouting. And I think the new next generation general manager is able to do both. And we'll bring both into the mix.
Well, and that brings me to my point. Real analytics applied in a baseball game has been happening for 150 years. I'm the shortstop, for example. I'm giving you an example. Hey, this guy just hit 3 to the left side. Everybody take 3 steps over. Hey, right field, he's coming your way.
Right.
Last 7 or 8 at-bats in our 3-game series, he's hit it that way. And then you take a couple steps that way, you shade in the line. We're pitching him away in this situation. Everyone shade that direction. Hey, we're going to pitch him hard and in. Go toward that line. That's been happening since day one. Do you know what every single catcher does on every single team from Little League all the way on down? Hey, this guy's got a big hole in the middle of his swing. Mm-hmm. If you pitch him up and in, is that analytics?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's called smart baseball. Mm-hmm. That's called thinking man's baseball. And that has been happening forever. So They already hired an analytics guy. His name's Buster Posey. He's been doing analytics every single day since he started playing back in Little League. This guy had a Rolodex of every player in the league and understood situations and how to pitch someone and how to attack someone since day one. So I am rejecting the spreadsheets. And I'm telling you right now, the last two winners of the World Series, Dusty Baker and Bruce Bochy, are those lifelong baseball men or not?
Lifelong baseball guys. Lifelong baseball guys. And you know, Cleveland's in the playoffs. They have Stephen Vogt, lifelong baseball guy.
Exactly.
Aaron Boone, New York Yankees, lifelong baseball guy. Dave Roberts, LA Dodgers, lifelong baseball guy. The list goes on and on and on. And so, you know, we'll get to Posey because I think he's going to be a good hire. I really do. I read Dieter Kurtenbach's article in the San Jose Mercury News, Bay Area News Group, and I think it was absolute trash. It was garbage. To say that, hey, the Giants had no choice. They were desperate. This is Buster. It's the reason why Buster moved back here, which we'll get to a little bit later, because you know there's a lot of disrespect that goes on, and I'm starting to get very uncomfortable with the disrespect that comes our way for having opinions, and it's been happening here in this market for the last couple years. For some reason, people don't think we're credible around these parts. Well, we're more than credible, folks, and we keep hitting home runs around this part. We can laugh at ourselves about Trey Lance all you want to, but when you disrespect. And then when you hide like little children, and all of a sudden it's crickets and quiet on the set. I don't want no apologies through text messages. I don't want to see stuff on the public floor, but we'll get to that. Don't trust me. We will get to that. But the Posey and the analytic thing. I'll never forget the day. Tuesday, June 21st, we did a morning show. It was the day after they lost to the Braves in mid-June. And we did that crossover with Mark Willard. And I'm not trying to throw shade at Mark Willard whatsoever. But I came out and just said, you know, I don't think this is sustainable. This brand of baseball. Now, it sounded ridiculous. Yeah. And a lot of people called me ridiculous because at the time, the Giants were 8 games over .500.
Yeah.
And they were rolling. And I just don't think this is sustainable. You can't keep platooning guys and shifting drastically and dramatically. And you got pitchers going 5 innings and you don't let them go around the line. You don't let them face a lineup 3 times. I just don't think it's sustainable. I don't think this brand of baseball is resonating. And this is coming off a 107-win season. And a lot of people disagreed. And that's okay, because that's what sports is all about. We're not always going to agree with things. But I just thought at that point I'd go, I don't like where this is going.
Well,
the farm's not getting better, Shasky. You're not getting big-name players.
In 2018, he inherited the 27th, by most accounts, the 27th best farm, okay, in terms of ranking. What do you think they are today? By most people's ranking, 24, 25, 26.
Wow.
24, 20. They're not any better. But to your point about the sustainability, and I think this goes back to the analytics BS, because that was the whole thing. Oh, we're going to be, and I'm going to get to some of the rule changes, which have just like nullified analytics.
Nullified everything.
But Bonte, like the day they lost me, I'll never forget it. I watched a young, struggling Joey Bart, who I don't even know if he's a real starter in the league. I don't know. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But this is the point that lost me. I watched him get called back up to the bigs. This is 2 years ago. He had 2 great at-bats. He had a home run on one, and he had a warning track shot in Arizona on the second one. His 3rd at-bat comes up, and what do you think they did?
Pinch hit.
They pinch hit for him. They pinch hit for him. And I watched him get into that dugout, and he's talking to Evan Longoria, and I go, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Yep. And you know why they went? They went to the lefty, and at that moment was Lamont Wade Jr. to pinch hit for him. Right. And I said to myself, does form not matter?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to go analytics, and Joe, it's in the spreadsheet. Well, what about I feel really good about myself in the batter's box right now, and I'm seeing the ball well, and I just had 2 big hits, and my confidence is sky high, and then you pinch hit for me, and how do I feel? As low as you can feel.
Oh, no doubt. They sapped his confidence. They sapped his confidence, which is why he went to Pittsburgh, and all of a sudden, it's like, wow, there may be a Major League Baseball player there.
So you ask me why Farhan isn't here, and we could just, the big thing is like, the results aren't good enough. You know what it really boils down to?
What went wrong?
The young players never developed.
No.
It's not just about identifying the right players. That, everyone's going to have hits and misses. It's about the infrastructure and the situation you put young players in to survive. And the situation they had the last 3 years, no young player was going to have sustainable success, because every time they started doing well, they'd look over their shoulder and go, is this the at-bat I get yanked?
There's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of that going on. But I think overall, I just look at the totality of everything. One, the farm is still, All the rankings say the farm is even worse than when he took over. I don't know. I don't get into farm rankings.
Not great.
But the farm system doesn't seem to be turning out talent. Now, hopefully Bryce Eldridge or something, and he'll get props for that. But we better hope he pans out here. And everybody says that he's the real deal. You didn't sign big-time free agents. You were unable to close a lot of deals here. Not only that, you look at the way the crowds turned out. They started dissipating. They got the attendance just slowly but surely started eroding. And then when I think about the big rivals, right, the Dodgers. I've never seen Dodger fans take over Oracle Park over the last 6 years.
It's sad.
From when the park opened to about 2018, I've never seen that many Dodger fans at Oracle Park.
But it's true.
They felt at home over the last 5 years and laughed at us. And so for all the people who told us in, you know, McCovey Chronicles, here's just something that, and a lot of people were duped here. Because we opened by playing the introductory presser with Larry Bear introducing Farhan Zaidi. McCovey Chronicles the next day. I'm telling you, there's nothing to fear about Farhan Zaidi. The Giants might have just hired the smartest guy in the room, but they've also hired a curious mind who incorporates all information available to him when making his evaluations. He's not a machine, and he's not an instinct-driven grip master. He's a baseball fan.
Oops.
And didn't look like a baseball fan to me. He didn't look like he was the smartest guy in the room to me. Maybe he thought he was. But he turned out to not be so smart in terms of baseball and running a team. And hopefully he does better in his next job, his next endeavor.
I wish him well, but just wish you got to well. Go. You got to go.
But it was time.
Yeah, you got to go.
We'll talk more about that. 888-957-957.